Say, young blood, let me hold something. Don't you just hate when the older folks say that? Like, look, you probably have more money than me. Okay, seriously, everyone, hey, you there, the listener. Hey, what's going on? It is me. You know it, Uncle Do It. And I know it's been a while, and looking at the past recording, what was it, July 8th? No, I'm sorry, January 8th. Yeah, it's been that long. So I know what you're probably thinking. What in the world have I been going through? What have I been up to, I should say? Well, a lot. But you know what? It's all for the good, because hard work pays off, if you know what I mean. Hard work pays off. I say that one more time, especially for the people in the back. What's really going on? It is 2022. It is July. And world gone crazy. I ain't gonna lie. It's been a lot. It really has. So, sit back, relax. I'm not gonna hold you too long, you know. And even in recording this podcast, this episode, I have a title for it, and it's Summer of Transition. And, you know, it's really focused on, like, what are you changing right now? You know, what are you changing, or have you been changing some things lately? It's all about some type of change right now, you know, because, one, it's the middle of the year, so to speak. Actually, June was, but, you know, still, you know, what are you changing right now? What's going on with you? So, either way, I'm not sure which direction I'm going in this podcast, but the thing is, we're going to have some fun, and we're going to learn something, and we're going to have puzzled looks, because that's what I do. I leave you with a puzzled look, because I know you're probably thinking, what? At least to some of the things that I say. But hey, it's what I do. It's what I do. It's what your favorite uncle does. But I have some things to tell you, and some things to share with you. And let's get into it, all right? So, without further ado, it is yours truly, Uncle Dewey. I'm here. You're here. I'm thankful for your listening ear. Pardon the unintentional rhyme. Ha ha. Anyway, so let's get into it. Again, thank you for all the listeners, supporters, text messages, inboxes, phone calls, all of that for, like, when are you going to do your next episode? And I admit I did fall off, but, you know, I had a lot of things to do, as always. So, hey, get ready. Let's get into it. And we're going to take a little quick break for a little, you know, whatever that is. You know, like the little commercial break type things. You know how I like to insert commercials and stuff into it. And then we're just going to go head first into it. Splash. All right. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Stay tuned. Uncle Dewey love you. Oh, and did you think that I will forget? Nah. Call your mama. Y'all better have been calling your mothers as well as your fathers to make sure that they are doing okay, especially with all the foolishness going on in the world. And I'm going to try to touch base on just a little bit of the things. I'm not going to burn your ear off, but still, come on. All right. Now, this time for sure, I'm definitely going to, you know, break and go into it. All right. Stay tuned. All right, family, like I said, I don't know what direction I'm going with this right here, but it's definitely a great one. I have on the other side of this microphone a good friend of mine from Arizona, and she came down here to the South recently, and let me tell you, her experience is, well, she's going to tell you for herself, because I didn't know we were that bad. But then again, we're not bad. You know, we're just good in our own way, I guess. I don't know. But on the other line, ladies and gentlemen, family, friends, everybody, I have my girl, Bonita Jones, a.k.a. to me, Killer B. Yay!
Hey, the whole government?
Yep. Killer B. Listen, all right, you moved down here recently, to South Carolina, our great Palmetto State, of course. And I just want to know what was your take, first of all, about the weather? Because, you know, you come from Arizona, where I know it's like pretty hot over there. But like, what was your take on our weather?
Our heat, Arizona heat is different than South Carolina heat.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina heat is wet. it's wet. That's all. It's moist.
Right.
It made me moist in places I had forgotten existed. Yeah. But, you know, in Arizona, it's drier. You know, it's a dry heat, more like an oven.
Right.
You know, so you're not in danger of, you know, What word am I searching for? Dehydration. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I know we've had 100+ degree days here in the South, and it's the type of heat where you're in good spirits while you're inside, but as soon as you walk outside, it's just you know, you get mad at something or someone and you don't know what it is. You know, it's just that type of heat.
I didn't even think I was even capable of getting angry at the weather anymore until I moved down here.
Right.
Yeah, it's different.
Well, once again, you know, we welcome you, you know, the name of the segment, you know, this segment is Welcome to the South, you know, and I just really wanted to get your opinion on how things have been going for you so far here in the South. And I know that you say that you're about to definitely head back to Arizona pretty soon, you know, and we're definitely going to miss you because, you know, it was definitely a pleasure. You know, you definitely graced us with your presence here in the South. But I know you had said something earlier about like the men here. So give us your take on that.
It's scary. Like I like to, you know, I'm not aggressive in nature as far as where men are concerned.
Right.
You know, I very much like to play, you know, I'm not gonna say play because that's how I was raised.
Right.
I like to say how I was raised and being, you know, the man should be the pursuer. You know, definitely it's a woman's choice because she has to let the man know that she's interested,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that it's okay to pursue, that I would be open to that or she would be open to that. That's even just how I was raised.
Right.
And I always thought I was raised Southern, you know. My father's Southern. So I figured I was always raised Southern. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a man's job to, I don't want to say, to show that he's interested, to pursue.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah.
So,
the men are very, I want to say passively aggressive pursuers down here.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I don't like is being touched. I don't like being touched because, you know, you can't let everyone touch you. You're not that I'm all that, or I think that I'm all that or anything.
Right.
It's just something that's always, my mother has always said to me, and it's always stayed with me. You don't let everyone touch you.
Right. That is true. You know, and now we, and the age that we live in now is like, you know, hey, you just can't just, you know, push yourself over on somebody like that. You know, I definitely agree. You know, I don't even know if the term Southern gentleman is even around anymore. You know, we, especially down here in the South, there was a time where, you know, we were brought up to believe that, you know, that you're from the South, you know, you're supposed to be like a different degree of being a gentleman, if that means anything, you know. But nowadays, nah, it's just like, I don't know.
I don't know, maybe that, not to interrupt you, but maybe that has been some of my experience as well as a woman that has grown to be independent.
Right.
You know, versus calling my man, you know, when I was married, calling my husband for a flat tire or anything. It's
right.
Just been ingrained in me to just handle it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Men down here, they want to handle it like if I even try to pull over and put air in my tire, you know, I have to, the hose is damn near wrestled away from me.
What?
So what? In that sense, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe that's what I mean by being aggressive. You know, like I don't feel like I have a choice to be independent down here.
Right, right.
You know, like it's frowned on.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess in some instances is good, but they have to have the right amount of authority.
Right, right, right. Understood on that one. Yep, definitely. I mean, so, you know, I guess it is still floating around, but I don't know. Would it be considered chivalry still? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So you say that your father, you know, he's Southern. Like, so like what part of, where is he from?
My father is from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Cool. Cool.
He's from Tennessee.
Cool. So, So tell us about your experience with some of the food down here in South Carolina.
The food, I grew up cooking. I cook Southern. So, and my mother had her own restaurant. So I'm not unfamiliar with Southern cooking.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few different takes. I don't have anything bad to say about it. Not at all. I love Southern cuisine. I will always love Southern cuisine, and it's just born and bred in me. I mean, that part I wasn't surprised on.
Oh, so you haven't experienced chitlin loaf, have you?
I'm sorry.
Chitlin loaf.
Oh no, I haven't experienced chitlin loaf. And to be honest with you, I don't eat pork anymore.
Right, so. Right.
No. That wouldn't be an interest of mine.
You know,
not those that like chitlins. It's just, you know, because when I did cook them and eat their, you know, that delicacy, I enjoyed it very much. I just don't eat it anymore.
Yeah, I've always thought that was a joke, you know, chitlin loaf, you know, because of the reference, you know, from Tracy Morgan when he played on Martin. But then I realized that, you know, somebody posted a picture recently on Facebook. They were in the store and they actually found it. It was, you know, a thing that looked like it could have been like a roll of sausage, but the labeling said chitlin loaf, and I was like, are you serious? Yeah, I'm like I can only imagine the smell on that, you know. Right, it's like, oh wow, okay, yeah. But yeah, I would never buy it. I mean, I can't even stand the smell of chitlins.
Well, you know, they don't have to smell when you're cooking them. They just smell when you're cleaning them. When you cook them, you put an onion in there.
Oh, really?
Yes, that absorbs the smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't even gotten that far as even tasting them, because the smell just throws me all the way back. It's like, I can't.
I think I was cured of eating them when my sister married a woman who cleaned hers with bleach.
I've heard about that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had never seen that before. And it was just, I said, she killing them. She really killing them.
Wow. Goodness. Wow. So look, since you've been down here, have you got a chance to really experience like the nightlife here in Columbia?
To a few places, really, really nice. You know, I'm a kind of hole in the wall kind of girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not really a club goer. Like, those days for me are long over.
Mm-hmm.
But the little nightlife that I did see, as far as like the dinner where you go and you get the dinner and the show and the music and stuff, mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful. I really felt like I got my grown woman on.
Right. Awesome. Now, I don't know if we have, and I know that we have the VFW here in Columbia, but I've always heard of the places like the supper clubs and stuff like that, but I don't know if we have those here in Columbia either, because I'm gonna tell you straight up, I'm a square. I don't get out that much at all. you know, if I do, it's something special. Like if like me and my wife go out, or either me and a couple of the guys go out, and then, but other than that, you know, such a square over here. So you know, I I've yet to really get out like that. But
I don't think I'm that far behind. I mean, if I'm not working, I'm at home.
Right.
I'm home. I'm a homebody.
Right.
Something about that peace, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Age, you just want peace.
Tell me about it, you know, because there's just too much going on in the world right now. And speaking of going on, I gotta ask you, because I know it's been driving me crazy, but what is your take on these earthquakes here in Colombia? Seriously.
Listen, I know y'all know the scene in Color Purple where they were talking about packing up the piano.
Right.
Listen, I'm ready to pack up the piano after that last one.
Time to go.
All I know is that the increased activity only means only making way for a bigger one.
Right. And a friend of ours on in our group, Melissa, we were talking back and forth yesterday, and she was saying the same thing. You know, she used to teach what is the term? Seismic. In relation to earthquakes and stuff like that. And she was talking about how, you know, these mini earthquakes is only a setup for a big one. And I don't think my nerves can handle a big one. I mean, that boom that was the day before yesterday that rattled the whole house, I was just, you know, in panic. You know, I mean, I admit that.
What did they rate that as?
I believe it did say there was a 3.6, but I'm just like, you know, shoot, the impact of that first boom was just like, you know, definitely in the fours or fives to me. I'm not sure how the scale is rated, but trust me, the way that it felt was different.
Oh, shoot. See, I didn't feel that one. And I really thank God I didn't feel it, because I probably wouldn't have been into panic mode, you know?
Right.
We don't have these where, you know, where I hail.
Right.
In air. We don't have anything but heat.
Exactly. And I mean, here it is. It's July 1st. And like just this morning, a little bit after I got home from work, I felt one like right before I fell asleep. I'm just like, okay, here we go again. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I sure hope a big one doesn't happen and it wakes me up out of my sleep, because I know I'm going to be terrified. I don't know what to do. I'm probably going to go hide up under the bed or something. I don't know.
I felt the one this morning. I felt that one.
Yeah.
I felt that one.
Yeah. Well, look, Killer B, my friend, Bonita, it's been great. And before I let you go, you got any shout outs? I mean, you got to shout out our peoples at the Watering Hole. You got to shout out our peoples.
Oh, definitely, I'm a shout out to the Watering Hole.
Watering Hole.
We're only the strong survive. We're only the strong survive.
Right. All y'all. Yep. Well, look, I'm not gonna hold you too long, you know, because I know you off and you enjoying your evening. I know I got to get ready to go and hit this 16 real quick, you know what I mean?
Right. So, well, it was a pleasure. Thank you for allowing me to have a little segment on your podcast.
Oh, man. It is an honor. And I, you know, I'm definitely going to, you know, send you all the final recording after I edit and everything and stuff like that. But, hey, enjoyed you. Hate to see you go. You know, maybe you'll reconsider. I don't know.
Who knows what the future holds.
Right. You know, but one more thing before I let you go. You are a new glamour. I'm going to say glamour, not grandma. Glamour, right?
I am. Yes. This is number eight.
Shout out to the new nephew. What's his name? Messiah.
Messiah.
Shout out to the new nephew, Messiah. Welcome to the world.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, my darling, we're going to go ahead and let you go. But look, thank you so much. Thank you so much for everything. And enjoyed you. And I'm definitely going to send you a copy of the recording and everything. And, you know, make it do what it do.
All righty. Thank you.
Family, friends, once again, my friend, Bonita Jones, a.k.a. Killer B. Yay! All right, darling. We'll see you later.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Louie.
Louie, who's the coolest parent, mommy or dada?
Dada.
Yes.
Again, shout out to my friend Bonita. And I'm going to get into a random thought, but before I do, I wanted to definitely give a shout out to our group, The Watering Hole. So, those of you that are listening in The Watering Hole, definitely stand when your name is being called. Well, no, not really, but you know, here it is. Adrian, Bonita Jones, my man Bilal Hashim. At least that's what his name is on Facebook, but we all know him as Bobby. Darren, aka Slickback, Lorenzo, Diesel, Eric, Geechee Mane, James Holiday, Latanya, Melissa, yours truly, and Big Brother, Quentin, Stacy, Talia, what is it, Talia Graham? But we all know her as Tori, Tammy, and of course, Tasha. Just shout out to you all, and let's make it do what it do. Let's make it do what it do. Okay, what was that random thought I was thinking about? Okay, just bear with me on this one. Just follow me as I connect the dots or put together these Legos in my mind, so to speak. Are we stuck? And let me just say that again. Are we stuck? And I guess what I mean, in this economy, here it is. All right. You got gas going up. You got food going up. Everything is going up. Unemployment is going up because nobody wants to work. Okay? Think about that. No one wants to work. And all of these places of employment that are looking to hire people. A coworker of mine mentioned something last night with this conversation. He said something like, how did he put it? We're in the age of resignation, something like that. I can't remember how he worded it, but he said that he repeated it from something he was reading. But you have all of this going on, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, you know, first alternative to think about, especially when we're talking about gas prices, is, oh, let's go get a hybrid or an electric car. And but shoot, for a used one costs more than a brand new one. And you know, I always make the joke about how much those Teslas cost, but I'm not trying to get a Tesla right now. I can't do that because it's such a markup on used cars right now. Used cars really do cost more than the new cars. And one thing I wanted to also mention too is that you know, a lot of these new cars nowadays are being manufactured without all of the components that's needed, you know, or features, I should say. Like, a lot of chips it's a chip shortage. It really is. There's a chip shortage. And looking at some videos of the day, I was seeing how cars are still being manufactured and sold without all of its features. Like, some of these new cars have, like, the heated seat features. Well, check your buttons, because you may hit that button to warm your seat and it may not work because there's no chip there or something, you know. That's kind of crazy. That's just one of my random thoughts I'm thinking about also. Again, thank you all for listening, and we're going to go in whatever direction it is on this podcast, on this episode, because you know what? I'm having fun. I said I was going to have fun. We are in the summer of transition. So things are definitely changing. You might as well say things have been changing all year since January. It's just been crazy, weird, scary, odd, awkward. What other term can I use about that? But either way, we are still here and we are definitely adapting to the change, I guess. Oh, not to mention that we are still in a pandemic. Hey, you know, did you forget about that? I still wear my mask. I don't care if the if, you know, it says that it's been lifted or whatever. No. Because we as human beings, we just don't act right. You know, we get a little bit of freedom and we just take the whole thing. I mean, hey, I guess that's just us and our nature, but don't get me started on that. But here we are. So, summer transition. And this was just a little random thought segment. About to move on. And like I said, who knows where I'm going in this episode, because I have a lot of, I have a sense of randomness. So who knows what else is coming up. But so far, the episode is great. Again, shout out to my girl, Benita Jones, with the segment, Welcome to the South. I can't wait for her to listen to it. And I can't wait for it. Can't wait to publish it. So on to the next. All right, I'll be right back. So while I'm gone, it's going to be a couple seconds for me. Well, actually, a couple minutes for me, but a couple seconds for you. So, as I always say in all my episodes, get you something to drink, chill, call your mama. You know the rest. All right? I'll be back. Ladies, gentlemen, family, comrades, all of that. It is, of course, yours truly, Uncle Dewey, and I have a special guest on the other line, my girl, Stacey Smith. Hey!
Hey!
And we're going to do a little something. We're going to have some fun right here. It's going to be a round of 21 questions. It may not even be exactly 21 questions, but just know that this person right here has a brilliant mind, and you never know what she's going to say. Okay? So are you ready, Stacey?
I'm ready.
All right. Let me make sure my volume is good so that everyone can pick this up. All right, here we go. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Question. Favorite cologne on a man?
Ooh. It's one by Jay-Z. I think it might be called Gold. That has been my favorite so far. It's an older one, though.
Okay. Do you have time to talk about your vehicle's extended warranty?
Absolutely not, because I still have a warranty by Toyota.
Favorite color?
Green.
Favorite drink to get at Starbucks?
Pineapple refresher at Strawberry
Parade. Wow. Wow. Second favorite drink to get at Starbucks?
Dirty Shaw Latte, dark brown sugar, salted caramel, sweet foam.
What color are your nails?
Plain. Do not have my nails done.
What was the last thing you ate today?
I had some neck bones and rice earlier.
Where will you be Tuesday at 3:15 p.m.?
At 1801 Main Street.
Wow. You see how strange these questions are?
They good.
Okay. Let me see. I got some more for you. Okay. All right. So, where are you right now?
Sitting in my front porch with my fire pit.
What was the last that you paid on gas?
$68 for a full tank at $4.19 a gallon.
Jesus. All right. Favorite movie?
No Better Bruce.
Second favorite movie?
Duel.
What was it?
Duel.
Mm-hmm. All right. Favorite alcoholic drink?
Ciroc. Be Serrano.
Ooh. Do you have a favorite cigar?
Not yet, but I did have one that was dipped in white unity, and it was pretty good.
What situation would have you first saying, I ain't got time for this?
I don't have time for incompetent coworkers.
All right. The best idea you can come up in your head to open a resignation letter?
Confetti.
Confetti? Really?
Yes. You got to dazzle with your rifle.
All right. Favorite southern dish?
Rutabagas and smoked turkey neck.
Wow. Okay, all right. Now, you and I and Bonita, we are a part of the Warding Hole, which is our group, our family, our peoples. What was the last thing that you entered into the water hole? Like last post, excuse me, last post, I'm sorry.
Don't get me to lie. I can't remember. I know I just be commenting on stuff. But gotcha. I can't remember.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Last place you traveled out of state?
Dallas, Texas, and Kingsville, Texas.
All right, and last but not least, what was the last thing that you bought at the grocery store that you purchased? Excuse me.
Fresh neck bone.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, my girl, Stacy, she did well on the 21 questions. They were random. I don't even know if it was actually 21, but guess what? Give it up for her anyway. She did good. She did great. Yay. Yeah, I'm a little bit pressed for time because things didn't go as planned, and you know how that goes. But I'm glad I was able to catch you so I can put this audio in the podcast and everything. Yeah. And it's still going to be published on Sunday. So happy 4th. And Stacy, you want to give any shout outs or any closing arguments or statements?
Not sure I can think of at the moment because I'm on my second
couple
of
rocks. Yeah. Let the celebrations begin. I already hear, I know, right? People outside are shooting fireworks already, and guess what?
Absolutely. I love it.
I know, right? I'm getting ready to get up out of here and head on to work myself. But Stacy, you've been great. And
thank you.
And we love you, and we are out of here. We're out of here, and hey, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, my friend Stacy, give it up for her. Yay!
Appreciate it.
So I'm not going to say 21 questions. I'm going to say a random series of questions. That's how I'm going to put it. Random series of questions.
Okay. All right.
So stay tuned, and we'll see you later.
All right. Bye.
Hey, I'm back. So I know in the intro or somewhere along the way, I said that I was going to tell you some things, and really, I'm just going to tell you that your uncle been doing good. I've been doing really good. I have been thriving. My family has been thriving. Two of my knucklehead teenagers have graduated from high school, and they're on the way to college. Right? Oh, did I mention that I moved? Yep. I done moved. Me and my family, we got a new place now. Most recently, well, about back in February, I acquired a new position at my job. So, you know what I'm saying? Your uncle been doing good. So, yeah, that's that part. But look, the world going crazy, man. That's what I can say for sure. The world is going crazy, or have gone crazy, or is going crazier, if that's even a word. I think it is. But let's not forget who we are. Let's also try to figure out how we can really find the source of these spam text messages and phone calls. Somebody's pressing the button somewhere, and I just want to know who it is. I'm going to leave it at that. But look, getting back. Listen, the world is really going crazy. They still won't let Britney come back to the U.S., Yep, she's still in prison. Lots and lots of mass shootings. Y'all seen the news. And the government is telling women what to do with their bodies now. Overriding Roe versus Wade. You know, it's just a lot going on. But really, continue to maintain your sanity and continue to stay focused. You know, it's just a lot going on, not to mention the astronomical prices in gas right now. One of my vehicles that I have is an old car, so it's an old Jaguar. And it takes nothing but 93. And I paid $5.34 the other night a gallon putting gas in that thing. But you know what? even though gas prices are high, we are still surviving and we still have to be thankful. You know, you got to be a little bit optimistic in the situation. Well, at least try to be anyway, you know. So listen, I think I'm going to continue to keep the series of random questions segment. That was pretty fun. Shout out to Stacy for that one. And I mean, a lot of these questions are really just off the top of my head, you know? So hey, who's going to be next for me to spotlight the series of random questions. So, you know, stay tuned for that. And most importantly, you know, remember your sanity. I keep saying that, people, because see, where I work at a place that specializes in insanity. I believe I've told y'all before where I work at. But really, continue to maintain the sanity. You know, if I could tell you any advice, it would be like, if there's something that's really stressing you, change it. And that goes back to what I was saying about summer of transition. Change it up. Don't let it stress you forever, you know? Do something about it, because for every problem, there is a solution. And let's normalize one thing for sure. If someone is like having a dispute and you know both of them, and they tell you things like, oh, they don't talk no more, or either they, you know, or if there's any type of dispute, I'm gonna just leave it like that. Just simply tell them, hey, there is a resolution. Yep. My one-liners are becoming popular nowadays because when there are confusing situations at my job where there should be logic, but there's no logic considered. I'm just putting it to you that way. One of my famous one-liner is, I just work here. As a matter of fact, I think I'm gonna put that on a face mask one day and just wear it at my job. Ding, light bulb. I might actually make some money with that one too. Shout out to all my people at my job. You know, I love my job and my coworkers, I especially love them. You know, walking down the hallway, just minding my business, I keep hearing, ding! Somebody loves me at my job. Lots of people do, and I love them back. So, Uncle Do It love you. I say that because you know why? I want you to understand what love is. Do you understand what love is? Love is a beautiful thing. And not to get all softy and mushy and everything, so I'm just leaving it right there. Uncle Do It love you. So, coming up, I think we're going to go ahead and probably do another segment, or either go ahead and proceed with the benediction, as I always say. Speaking of benediction, let me just go ahead and put this out there. I recently had the honor and the privilege of officiating another wedding. Yep, I'm also, you know, I wear many hats, and one of my many hats is I'm a public notary for South Carolina. Okay, so every now and then, you know, I get called on to officiate a wedding. Shout out to the beautiful couple too, because I mean, the wedding was just so beautiful. But I tell you, what is it? Y'all help me figure this out now. What is it? Why did the guy who was doing the audio, he had pinned a wireless mic on my suit jacket I had on and gave me a microphone, and we were just chatting back and forth. And when he was getting ready to go, he said, all right, Pastor, you're all set. Yes, he said the P word. Oh, the P word. Yep. Pastor. I don't know. And anytime that happens, I always tell my wife, and she's just like, you know, she's just, my wife is just always, you know, supporting me and always for any type of challenge that I may have. She's always just supporting me, and, you know, and I'm just like, Why did he say that? And she just went into this spiel about, well, you know. In other words, she was just pretty much egging me on with that one. And I'm just like, okay, that's a huge, major responsibility that I don't, you know. I don't know. In my opinion, spiritually, I'm far from the pulpit. Yeah, certified heathen over here. But you know what? I own it. And a lot of you need to own a lot of things too. And on top of that, you know, one of my coworkers at work, he always calls me Deacon, and I'm just like, that's a huge responsibility to feel, you know. But nevertheless, you know, we always laugh it off. But getting back to what I was saying, the wedding was beautiful. It was an honor and a privilege. And again, shout out to the couple. And I mean, hey, you know, there's nothing more beautiful than a summer wedding. Yep, summer transition. Here I go again. Back to my point. But enough of the babble. I'm going to take a break and maybe close out whatever. But look, chill. And remember where you started. Remember where you're going. And hey, let's keep it moving, all right? Uncle Dewey love you. Let me hold something, young blood. I know you got it on you. I see you shining. Yeah. Let me hold something. But in the meantime, call your mama like I always said. And if you ain't did it yet, then you better do it. Simple as that. All right. So, peoples, I'm going to take this commercial break and we'll be right back. All right. Call your mama. So the song in the background is Telephone by Erykah Badu. And one thing she mentions in the song is transition. And being that this is the episode of Summer of Transition, think about where you started, what you're trying to change, and what is your goal. You know, all of that good stuff. Just remember to stay focused, because there will be distractions for sure. And hey, I'm talking to myself on that one. But look, this is just a little conclusion to the episode. Thank you all for listening. And yo, continue to work with me, all right? You know, I got some things going on here and there, but you know what? I'm still here. Uncle Dewey love you. Remember that. If you don't love yourself, Uncle Dewey love you. But definitely love yourself, you know. So once again, I'm probably babbling, but yeah, listen, seriously. Enjoy life. If I don't tell you anything else, remember to enjoy life. And remember that what you do, how can I say this? Not what you do, but more like in reference to enjoying your life. Just do it. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, do it. Stop overthinking a lot of things. Just do it, you know? All right, so I'm going to holler at y'all later on, all right? Uncle Dewey love you.